This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to this segment of the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, enjoying our time talking about travel today. And our next guest is going to let us know a bit more about another beautiful property on St. Petersburg Beach. He's Travis Johnson, general manager of the Sandpiper Hotel and Suites, sister property of Tradewinds and part of the Tradewinds Island Resorts collection. Welcome to Travel World, Travis.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me.
Now, we were talking to Keith Overton, another segment about Tradewinds Island Resort, the Grand, where I stayed, and Sandpiper is just a couple of doors down. Tell us a bit more about your property.
Sure. Well, first of all, I spent about the first 10 years working both properties, but the Sandpiper is it's a little bit smaller. It's about 211 units compared to 585 at the Island Grand. And typically what draws folks to that property, it's a little bit more intimate of a setting than the Island Grand. Perfect for that getaway for adults. There's a courtyard that's dedicated. It's an oasis courtyard just for adults with their own pool and really low-key and a great place to go and relax. The staff at the Sandpiper in particular, we have a lot of tenure throughout both of our properties. But that one in particular, we have a lot of tenure, and it's amazing. You know, people come back year after year, and it's a real, almost a family-type environment. So, you know, there's a lot to do, lots of hammocks, swings, things of that nature. A lot of the amenities are, reciprocal between the two properties as well. So the beautiful thing is you can stay at one and play at both. So that's a good fit for us.
And talking about hammocks and swings, nothing typifies relaxation more than a hammock near the beach.
Exactly. That's right. And speaking of Sandpiper, we have a little area right by the sea out, and we did it right. There's the hammocks and the swings, and then at Island Grand, of course, there's an area where you can actually sit on the hammock, and there's the live webcam right there. So it makes a great opportunity for somebody to kind of, you know, be on the cell phone and say, hey, dial up the Just Let Go website and look at me enjoying the beach. So it's a great opportunity. Yep.
A good chance to rub it in when somebody is...
There you go. Hey, you said it. I wasn't going to go there. But, you know, that seems to be what happens. Yeah, you're right.
Somebody back home in the Northeast shoveling through 3 feet of snow, and he's
exactly
muttering and saying, oh, you know, and saying every word under his breath about you being there in the hammock. But, of course, he's going to look at the website and say, hey, I should book there. I'd love to come down to St. Pete's Beach and, hey, enjoy myself as well.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we encourage people to do. We're proud of the product we deliver and the staff that are there to deliver it. So I'm sure it doesn't, once you get on, you do your research, you'll find that it's a great fit for most people.
Well, the swimming pools are so warm. I mean, when I was down there last week and it was coolish outside in the 50s and 60s, and people thought, oh, no, there were people who were bundled up as if they were going to Antarctica on the streets, I think. But I got in the water and the pool was so warm, I didn't want to get out.
Exactly. That's the thing. And, you know, being originally from Canada myself, you know, when I came down here, I was one of those people. You know, I was the one in the pool when everybody else was all bundled up. But, you know, I kind of made that transition now. So, you know, I'm a little bit spoiled and, you know, I don't get in there as often as I would like. But, yeah, we do a great job. We keep all the pools heated, obviously, and maintain a nice temperature. So if it does drop a little bit below, you know, the typical upper 70s and 80s that we are fortunate enough to experience most of the time, you know, that way it's a great a great amenity still for everybody. Plus, don't forget, we do the outdoor hot tubs are scattered throughout both properties as well. So that's a nice fit if it does get a little bit chilly and a nice way to relax as well.
Oh, yeah, right, 104 degrees Fahrenheit. And
that's right.
All of the hot tubs were working because I go to some hotels and they're, you know, that's one of the things that often isn't working. But everyone that I saw was working because the properties are in tip-top shape. As I was mentioning to Keith, you walk around the property, there's more waste receptacles than anywhere else. People are keeping the place spotlessly clean and fresh like the day it just opened.
That's right. I'm glad, and yet we're proud to hear that feedback. We pride ourselves on that, on providing that kind of product, and our employees. It starts with our employees. They take pride in where they work and want to keep it that way. We do a great job in upgrading the facilities. I'm sure you saw a lot of the public spaces and our guest rooms are going through another a facelift now. So we're always seem to stay ahead of the game, and if you don't keep it clean and take care of it, then it kind of is, it shows what you're all about. So we take pride in that, and I'm glad that it showed when you came to visit.
Well, most certainly, because you look at some hotels, they don't put that attention to it, but you're talking about the great repeat traveler factor, the fact that so many people come back year after year and make it a family tradition, two generations, three generations, family travel coming back. That also says something spectacular about the attention to customer service and detail of facilities and amenities.
Exactly, yeah. And it's we see so much of that. In the big picture, we're the largest resort on Florida's west coast. We're proud of that stat. But in the end, we're just the two properties. We're not a big corporate, with a bunch of franchises everywhere. That's right here on St. Pete Beach, the Island Grand and the Sandpiper, and that's it. And so, what that creates is we tend to have the ability to make these real connections with our guests, and that comes with delivering, again, a good product, good service. It's a lot easier for us to keep a guest than it is to go get a new one, in this environment. So we're definitely proud of the fact of our repeat guest stats, and we hope to keep it that way as well.
Well, most certainly, because if you're part of a major chain and they're owned by a REIT or trust fund and managed by some company, the decisions are made by too many people too distant from the property. You can react and implement on a much quicker turnaround to provide the services that your guests are requesting and demanding.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that translates a couple of ways. As to work there, that's a great environment to work in. I've been there over 10 years, and it's an opportunity to where if we have an idea or a concept or something we want to try, it's a decision that we make in either a manager meeting or an executive meeting, and then it's in process. So from the guest point of view, you can see that too. It's definitely a neat environment, both from the internal and the external.
The employees buy into the program as well. I've never seen so many employees with smiles on their faces saying hello, front desk clerk, waiter at breakfast. Please come back and see us soon. I felt right. When I was checking out that I was leaving and departing from a group of friends.
Right, and that's kind of what it's all about. We had our employee awards ceremony and our little holiday party last night, and it came up, and we the best way to sum it up, we can't put our finger on exactly what the secret of success is, which is maybe even a good thing, but the group of people and kind of what the culture that we have is something that we get a lot of great feedback and great comments, and it translates well. We want to have an environment where it's fun to work in, and we feel that if it is, and it's something people can take ownership, and that translates into a great experience for our guests. So again, I'm fine with not being able to pinpoint the exact reason why, but as long as it continues, that's the best part. So
well, it is the hospitality business, and people make up that hospitality. And I also enjoyed the fact that compared to some destinations you go to and there's nothing in the vicinity, you're centrally located to everything you might want to see and do in St. Petersburg and Clearwater. Within 15, 20 minutes, the shopping, the restaurants, everything. If it's a bad weather day, there's something to do.
Right, yeah, and where I really learned that is when I first moved here. This whole area, the St. Pete Clearwater destination is, we pride ourselves on once you come to the property, you really don't have to leave. I mean, you got everything here. We got on-site water sports, as an example. You got probably the greatest stretch of beach in front of our properties around. We got spas and activities, and everything's right here, and we take pride in that. But at the same time, if you do want to venture off, there's so much to do. I mean, it's a it's an environment where it's not that great big city feel, but 15 minutes away and you get some of the best concerts in town. You've got major championship teams, such, you know, the Rays and the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Buccaneers and so on. So the shopping and the mall, so it's everything. It's kind of like the best of both worlds. You know, you don't have to go out there and do that stuff, but it's right there if you want to. We're about 35 minutes from one of the best top-rated airports, Tampa International. So, you know, some folks, there's great deals into that airport. And, talk about an easy airport as well. That's one thing that's a great asset to us is, I mean, you fly in there, they shuttle you to your gate, and you can have our transportation company pick you up, and 30 minutes, you're on the beach, you know. So it's a great thing, great area.
Within 15, 20 minutes of landing on U.S. Airways, I had my bag in hand. There's some great car rental rates in the area. I think for three days, it came to all of $85, taxes included.
Right.
And within 35, 40 minutes, I was at the hotel. Well-marked roads, you know, well-maintained roads. There wasn't like some little tiny exit that you're almost past it and there's where you have to go. Everything was well-marked. So it's a whole area that has taken tourism and the quality of life for its residents to heart to make it easy to do things.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it's about. You know, it's too often, you know, as a traveler myself and bringing the family, I mean, you know, it's stressful enough, and when it's time to relax or just let go, as we call our motto, I mean, that's all part of it. You know, you want it to be a easy process the whole way, and we're fortunate in that regard of our location and, you know, some of these assets like the airport. And that drive, too, by the way, I mean,
scenic drive. That most beautiful drive from an airport to a hotel that you could have. You're not going through industrial parks and the bad part of town. I didn't see any bad part of town in St. Petersburg or Clearwater. So
you come over two very unique bridges. I mean, the one there, the Howard Franklin, you're driving for, you know, several miles over a road where there's water on both sides. You know, it's fabulous. And then you come over the little intercoastal bridges, and it's just, you know, it's picturesque, and it really sets the tone for if you're a guest anywhere on St. Pete Beach, for that matter, when you're coming over. You know, you get excited. You can see you're coming up to the beach, and then you hit that Gulf Boulevard, the road that we're situated on. And then the best part, of course, is when you know, you see the Tradewinds properties, and you say, "Oh, well, you know," you kind of validate your decision. Like, I made the right choice, and this is going to be great. You know,
and it certainly is. Once you enter, you're going to relax for the couple of days or the week or so that you're there. You're going to not want to leave. And looking at the pictures here and the brochures, and again, pictures that I'm going to be putting up on my blog and on my Facebook page, I wish I was there this, you know, today and this weekend. You know, I'm looking forward to my next visit, and I think that speaks for that quality of service and for the repeat visitor factor right there.
Excellent. That's great. That's great.
And the number to call, 1-866-JUST-LET-GO, www.justletgo.com. Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach, the Tradewinds Grand and the Sandpiper Hotel and Suites. We've been talking today on Travel World with Travis Johnson, General Manager of the Sandpiper Hotel and Suites, St. Petersburg Beach, Florida. All the best for a great winter season and spring travel season coming up, and fully recommend your two properties to our Travel World radio listeners.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and it was great having. Appreciate you having us on, and we look forward to seeing you again in the near future, and all the listeners as well.
Thank you, and all the best for this holiday season. You're listening to Travel World across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, and stay listening for more great travel ideas right here on the Travel World Radio Network.
You're listening to